The past week has been quite a week for U.S.-European relations. First, President Trump visited Brussels and met with other members of NATO. He blasted the alliance and then recommitted his support for it. He also criticized Germany, claiming it was captive to Russia because it's getting much of its energy from Russia. Trump then went on to London, where he criticized Prime Minister Theresa May's handling of Brexit. And then that brings us to yesterday's summit in Helsinki and the press conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin that sent shockwaves through Washington and earned praise in Moscow. Trump tweeted today that that summit went even better than the NATO one. To help us understand where all of this leaves Europe's relationship with the U.S., we are joined by Elmar Brok. He's a member of the European Parliament's Committee on Foreign Affairs. Welcome.
Hello, welcome.
When you consider this whole arc of President Trump's tour through Europe this entire past week, what goes through your mind?
Look, first of all, I think that has never happened before, to call a friend a foe, in the morning say that, in the lunchtime at that, and then afterwards the other way around again. We do not know what he really wants. The only problem is there is mistrust in the alliance. There is mistrust in the European Union, which was founded with the help of the United States. Now, to see it as a foe of the United States, to say that Germany relies on 70% on the energy of Russia, it's 8 or 9% just, then I must say I'm confused, and also what he did in London. I believe sometimes after the Helsinki meeting that perhaps President Trump is more captive to Putin than the Germans are.
You think he's the captive of Russia now?
Yeah, I cannot understand that meeting. He did not mention really that Russia is violating international law by waging war day by day, people killed in Ukraine, what Russia does in Syria, shooting children hospitals and so on. And to say that is closer to me than NATO, NATO partners, I'm confused.
You mentioned also his style, that he could be belligerent in the morning and then be friendly by the afternoon. In all fairness, haven't leaders in Europe and other politicians in Europe gotten used to the way Trump operates? Was it really that big of a shock to watch the way he conducted himself throughout this entire past week?
I think a part of the politician was not a shock. Was in a meeting yesterday with Chancellor Merkel. I think she's already used to that. But what has an impact on the public? The whole nations become confused. The credibility of the support of the United States is diminishing.
Can the U.S. be seen as reliable of an ally to the EU after what's happened this past week? Has that changed?
It has changed in our populations. It has changed in political quarters. That's to say, there is not the 100% credibility of the support of the United States anymore there. But I have experience here in Washington was that so many people in Washington, senators and congressmen, are going very strongly, it doesn't matter from which party, for a good European-American relationship. And this has encouraged me that I should not judge the United States just by listening to President Trump.
Elmar Brok is a member of the European Parliament Committee on Foreign Affairs. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.